عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الحمد لله الذي قال في القرآن بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع نقصا من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله says في سورة البقرة and certainly we shall test you with something of fear, hunger and loss of wealth, lives and fruits. But give glad tidings to those who are patient. Those who when afflicted with calamity say, truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we will return. They are those who will receive mercy and blessings from their Lord, and it is they who are the guided ones. Alhamdulillah, we are honored and blessed to take this opportunity to send our heartfelt greetings to our brothers and sisters in Somalia. And we also take this opportunity to say that we love you all for the sake of Allah, حبكم في الله, and we sincerely relate to your suffering and affliction during these testing times. Dear Muslims of Somalia, it is under these strenuous circumstances that we remember the role played by our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Osama bin Laden. May Allah have mercy upon him. Sheikh Osama was always deeply concerned about the plight of the Muslim Ummah all over the world, including the situation in Palestine, in Iraq, in Kashmir, and in Afghanistan, to name a few of the places. Having actively participated in assisting various parts of the Ummah with everything at his disposal for the past 30 years, the Sheikh also focused his attention specifically on the hardships and tests that have afflicted the Muslim Somali people for the past decade. He, as the leader of Al-Qaeda organization, played a major role in repelling the invading forces of the Muslim land of Somalia, from the American invasion during the early 90s to the recent invasion by the Ethiopians, as well as the current Amazon invasion. In addition to sacrificing his wealth and his life in the path of Allah through waging jihad, the Sheikh greatly emphasized the importance of Muslims supporting each other, and he brought attention to the dilemmas affecting the Muslim Ummah around the world. The most recent example of which was the major floods which have affected millions of Muslims in Pakistan. And today, with the grateful departure of our beloved Sheikh and that beacon of Tawheed, may Allah have mercy upon him, Al-Qaeda, under the leadership of Sheikh Ayman al-Dawahiri, may Allah protect him, continues to highlight the plight of Muslim Ummah and continues to support them with every means at their disposal. In a recent release, Sheikh Ayman brought the drought in Somalia to the attention of the Muslim Ummah and encouraged them to support their brethren in Somalia. And inshallah, along with this message, some of what your brothers in Al-Qaeda have been able to gather will be distributed to our brothers and sisters, to our families in the land of the two migrations. We would also like to take this opportunity to once again encourage Muslims all around the world to come to the assistance of their Muslim brothers and sisters in Somalia, as it is obligatory on every Muslim to assist their needy brothers and sisters. The Prophet ﷺ said, "The believers in their mutual mercy, love and compassion are like a single body. If one part of it feels pain, the rest of the body will join it in staying awake and feeling the fever." In addition to that, we would like to praise the continuous efforts of Harakat Shabab al-Mujahideen, who while operating under extremely difficult circumstances, have made it their priority to help their Muslim brothers and sisters with exceptional dignity and grace, and have risen above the lies and deceit circulated by the hypocritical Western media. We ask Allah to accept it from them and allow them to continue in their honorable efforts and give them complete victory over the disbelieving forces. Finally, to our beloved brothers and sisters in Somalia, we are following your situation on a daily basis. And though we are separated by thousands of kilometers, you are consistently in our thoughts and prayers. And we regardless of the differences of language, color, lineage, or culture, it is the pure creed of Tawheed and that unbreakable bond of faith that unites us all. We encourage you all to turn to Allah in repentance, increase your efforts, and put your trust in Allah. And by the permission of Allah, you will emerge triumphant from these temporary hardships, despite the wishes of the disbelieving West to keep you in a perpetual cycle of dependency. Allah says in Surah Nuh, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. So it says, I said, ask forgiveness from your Lord, verily He is oft forgiving. He will send to you rain in abundance and give you increase in wealth and children. And He will bestow upon you gardens and bestow upon you rivers. We ask Allah to bestow upon you and your land abundant rain and to put His blessings in your businesses, farms and livestock. And all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, and may His peace and blessings be upon your noble prophet, our noble prophet. Tandim Qaidat al-Jihad, Bilqaida, 1432,
Jazakumullah Khair. Jazakumullah Khair wa Jazakumullah. Inshallah Ta'ala, kulli wadda Somalia, the Muslim ka, ma'arba inshallah Ta'ala, inay runti ay adi ad, ay u tarhibiyan yusuf dhuwiyya wala lihon, ay runti ma'adarimi katan ka'alal, dhulani lukuta. Dhulani dhudumi say, mutlani babi say, waha wa arruta lalai say, madda'i nubi say, فرالله أنه نوسه قرمنا أيان لنقص العالم أيان نوغي مدين فقال لنا جزاهم الله خيرا رنتي وحاكينا نوك يعني وحاوي ديب يتوحيدك سوالكم تلمامي وحاوي واحد نغدح يا وحاوي لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله وقد اعتبار ملك ملك اعتبار ملك وحاوي واحد وضن يمقع اعتبار ملك واعتبارك وحاوي سيا غرأوك بلون إنما المؤمنون إخوة وراءه سياسة نوسه قرمنا فكا ولا له هذا مسلمك أسوء قرمدين علينا جزاه الله وخير الجزاء وحوايا إلي قرمت كوزا إن شاء الله أي سيلا بلا مركز صحوة نعكا سي هذه حالة نعكا قالا لأسوء دو شيء هي هذه حالة نعكا وحوايا أبقفات في أراتب إن شاء الله قرمدين ومن يدين الله تعالى وقوة على إله جل وعلا أوه ديننا انت يشهدون إله جل وعلا شهادة مخافبلة انت النوال إله جل وعلا إنا صفدية ومقرق الدارة وحوايا ظلم الوذة إله جل وعلا مخافبلة إن شاء الله تعالى ما شئت أنت أن أقول أنتي جزاكم الله خير هذا إن شاء الله هو سيدك خالصين دور ربي الله تعالى سيدكم سعيد ونصر.